felt so lonely and isolated. I literally didn't even know anybody else that was a stepmom. I'm like, why is nobody talking about this? Like, we need each other. We need to be there and support one another. And I look back and I wish I had had someone there to guide me through how to do this transition, this process that people don't talk about enough.
Welcome to The Lisa Show, where we take a good look at life. Hey, it's Lisa. And today in our Starting Over series, we're looking a little closer at a kind of change in starting over, which happens at the same time as other big life transitions. In the different kinds of starting over that we've already explored this season, many of these changes have been things that are difficult to plan for, like a financial loss, divorce, or death of a loved one. But others are changes that you choose, like going back to school or finding love. And the one we're talking about today is somewhere in the middle. On this episode of The Lisa Show, we're talking about a kind of starting over that you actively choose, commit to for life without really knowing how it's going to work. We're talking about blending families. At the beginning of this series, in the very first episode of Starting Over, we talked about how you know when you're ready to date again. That decision, just to know if you're ready, is one thing. But when you arrive at the point where it's time to blend families, there's a whole new kind of starting over. Before kids, when you date, you think of compatibility, spark, shared interest, with the intent to build a life together. When you have kids, however, and start dating, you already have a life. It's been established. It's combining lives. The questions you ask yourself change, and you start to think about what you have control over. And you may think, well, what would my kids think? Will he fit into our family dynamic and culture? Will I fit into theirs? How will we handle disagreements about discipline, holidays, traditions, or activities? I mean, what will it be like? What if we don't like it? And is all of this really worth it? Let me introduce you to Brittany Phillips, a mom of four, including step, biological, and adopted children, and also a certified life coach and step-parent coach who uses her own hard-won experience starting over as a stepmother to help others navigating similar changes. Here's a little bit about her journey.
I am Brittany, and starting back in the right place, found myself in a toxic marriage. More than toxic, I guess we could even say abusive if you wanted to, but it was a very unhealthy marriage and felt really scared and confused. With time, that's a whole other story, but with time found myself divorced and single mom, full-time single mom. And I was fairly young. I was still in my 20s, my late 20s at this point. And I'm like, this is not what I want for my life. And so it was a whole start. At first, I felt like my life was over, and that was like the period there, until I realized that it was actually just like a new chapter, like a shift in perspective. And back in the dating world, that's an adventure for sure, especially the second time around. And met a lot of people, some really great people, some really interesting people. And
interesting, is that the word we're using?
Yeah,
okay,
cool. Yeah, that's the word.
Continue.
Our safe word.
Same.
And then I met my husband now, his name's Devin, and things just clicked really fast. We had the same values, the same vision for our future. He was a single dad as well, and I thought, this is going to work really well. and it's going to be so perfect. So after dating for a while, we started talking about marriage. We let our kids meet each other. And it was just beautiful. And I thought, this is going to be so easy for us, this blended family thing, because, you know, we're just extra great people. And so it's going to work out perfect.
Now, I just want to jump in and say that Brittany and her husband are extra great people. I know them and I can vouch for that. But if we've learned anything on this show, it's that lots of things work out, but nothing works out perfectly. And that's why I'm so grateful that Brittany is willing to walk us through exactly what that looked like for their family as they started their journey of blending.
We get married. I move into his house and we get all settled. And immediately, as soon as we move in, things got really hard. I was like, oh no, what did we do? Because we were just so full of hope before that. And the kids are not getting along. You know, they're both used to being only children. And we realized we parent a little bit differently. And so that was hard. Like, I was used to doing it my way. He was used to doing it his way. And so finding like a middle ground that we agreed on was complicated.
And parenting was only one facet of what made this so complicated. Now that Brittany and Devin were deep in the logistics of starting over as a blended family, they were beginning to experience a new strain on their relationship as a couple.
But since we had both come from unhealthy marriages, we're bringing all of that with us too. Even though we'd both gone to therapy and done a lot of work on ourselves in the meantime, there's something about being back in a marriage that was triggering and complicated. And so we immediately like jump back into these cycles and habits of getting defensive and just not communicating very well. A lot of things that we had to work on individually, but also as a partnership. And so it just became super complex. And I thought, this is a mistake. People said step families were hard, blended families were hard. And this is why, this is what they're talking about. We've got kids going back and forth between houses. Everything I thought my family would be is suddenly not these things anymore.
I think there's something deeply relatable about a moment like this, where you look around and realize that whatever you thought your family life was going to look like, you're just not there. That's a painful feeling anyway. But in the context of this new transition that Brittany and her husband were working so hard for, I can see how there was extra opportunity for self-doubt. Because at this stage of the game, they didn't know if it would get better. And as Brittany knows now, a lot of people experience something similar in the early stages of starting over.
It challenged me in every way I can think of, actually, like my self-esteem, but also like challenging. Like, I wanted to have this certain structure. It was not that way. Like, holidays are way different than I ever expected them to be. And yeah, it was just super complex. We did eventually, with a lot of work, figure things out, but we felt so lonely and isolated. I literally didn't even know anybody else that was a stepmom at that time. And so I felt really out of place. So with time, I have met a lot of people in blended families now, but I'm like, why is nobody talking about this? Like, we need each other. We need to be there and support one another. And, you know, it's been 10 years now since we've been married. And I look back and I wish I had someone there to guide me through how to do this transition, this process that people don't talk about enough. If you look at the statistics, in the United States, 40% of families are stepfamilies.
Wow.
That's so high.
That's so high.
And then if you look at the divorce rates, if you have both have children, you're coming into a family together, it's 70% chance that you will get divorced.
That 70% chance that Brittany just mentioned is a pretty common figure in divorce statistics, which are already higher for remarriages, but grow even more when kids are thrown into the mix. And with numbers like that, it's easy to get discouraged. I can't judge anyone in that scenario. There are so many variables that are out of your control. No one's situation is exactly the same, so it's hard to even talk about what's difficult in blending families sometimes. So it's so, so easy to feel alone in it. It's an isolating situation because it feels like you're set up to fail at it because there isn't this hopeful life together. It's a fresh start approaching it. There's this sense of doom, like, how are you going to make this work? But hearing what was the most difficult for Brittany can help bring some of those fears into perspective and help us understand how universal that fear is. Brittany took a chance and leaned into that vulnerable feeling.
It was like a leap of faith for me, trying to learn how to trust and how to be vulnerable again. And so that was a really big piece for me individually. Just I had to... a lot of healing that had to be worked on.
What was the hardest part for you initially as you started blending your family?
It's hard to pinpoint the hardest.
There's a lot of stuff.
You can choose a couple of things. That's okay.
So I would say I was the biggest problem for myself.
I find that hard to believe.
I kept getting in my own way. Like, my own expectations would trip me up. You know, I would get really frustrated that this was the reality and this is what I wanted, and it wasn't working out how I was hoping. Just with the kids going back and forth. We had one that was with us half the time and then another that was with us all the time. And the frustration that came from that situation, like, I just want to go be a family and go do this fun activity, but we can't do it till Saturday because that's when we'll have all the kids together. And mm-hmm. just little things like that. Or the kids were totally different personalities. Could not be more opposite. And I recognize that that happens anyway, but just like it with your biological kids, that can happen. But the energy was so different. So it would be this one energy for 5 days, and then all of a sudden the energy would shift like completely. And I was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, this, I'm not okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of change.
All the time.
That you have to adapt to all of the time.
Yeah. And it was exhausting. And I was like, okay. And then trying to parent, like balancing being the mom versus being the stepmom. They look a little different. And the way you interact is a little bit different. And I know this can vary a lot for different situations, but sometimes children have a hard time accepting a step-parent. So there's something called a loyalty bind where they feel like they're being disloyal to their parent if they accept this new adult. Mm-hmm. And so things like that I was not expecting.
For a lot of kids navigating the transition of one family dynamic to another, growing an attachment to a new parental figure can feel like a threat to the relationship they already have to their existing parent, like they have to choose. This is something a lot of children experience in the early stages of family blending at all ages. I think this really speaks to how every person in the family has to learn a new type of relationship while trying to reconcile the change in their existing relationships. That's a lot of change. It comes with stress and plenty of ups and downs. As Brittany managed all of these variables with her family as she started over within her new life, she discovered that finding peace has everything to do with the expectations she was hanging on to and the illusion of control.
I found I had to let go. It started with just even being able to accept what our reality was, because I think I kept trying to hold on. Like, I lived in denial for quite a while that this was my new normal, that we are going to have kids coming back and forth and the schedule is going to be, and I am going to have to be really flexible when something changes last minute, because that is the reality now. And once I let go of trying to control these things that I had no control over, that's when I was finally able to enjoy our lifestyle. But it was like I was clinging on to something that wasn't even there. I was trying to create this imaginary world that would not happen. So just accepting, yeah, we won't have all the kids for every holiday. That's the reality. Yeah,
that's a hard reality.
Yeah, and there was a grieving process. And so once I was able to like accept it and then grieve it, that my life is a little different than I thought it was going to be. Nobody ever hopes, like when they're a little girl, oh, I hope I can be a stepmom someday. Like, I don't know anybody that thinks that. But it's okay. It's different, but it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Something that I think is becoming clear over the course of this season is that most journeys of starting over will involve grief at some point, even the happy changes and the ones you choose. In order to find your rhythm and accept change, it seems like confronting the grief, the hypothetical what-ifs, the buried expectations you didn't even know you had until all of a sudden your life doesn't meet them, this is part of it. Brittany gave some examples of how acknowledging the grief, hers and her stepson's, for example, allowed her to come into her own in her new role.
Yeah, and this looks so different for everyone. But just knowing that my stepson has a mom, and I am not here to replace her in any way, and our relationship will look a little bit different. That's something that was hard for me to accept. I really wanted to be like this person he looked up to and really cared about, right? Just have this special relationship. And I want to preface this by saying we do have a really special relationship, but it is, and it's actually different. The relationship we have is different than he has with anybody. There are certain things he'll come to me about that he won't even go to either of his parents for, that he really gets excited to share with me. But it's not, I guess, just not what I had in my mind.
For Brittany, embracing the nuances of this kind of role, not the imaginary version of it or even what she had pictured beforehand, but what it really was, is what brought some of those beautiful, special moments to the forefront. And as she shared with me, this is a process that takes a village. The community around a blended family can make a big difference in accepting and loving a family exactly the way they are.
The most helpful thing was just to try to be understanding and flexible. I found it was really hard when people were closed-minded. This is how everybody does it. And I almost felt like judged when we couldn't, or felt guilted sometimes when we couldn't have all of our kids with us, or when they judged, you know, some of our kids are parented a little bit different half of the time. And so there's differences. And I know it's like impossible to even understand if you're not in the circumstance, what that would even be like.
Oh, yeah.
But those who took the time to just hear and not judge, because it is complicated. It's so complicated when you're trying to parent a child that's in between two houses. It's very tricky. And so like things like it, when we would go to church, sometimes we'd have all our kids, sometimes we wouldn't, right? And so it was really helpful for those who took the time to understand the situation. I've had lots of people in our church who would say, oh, what is your schedule? And just try to get a feel so they could get to know our kids, maybe even have their kids come over, get to know them a little better. That helped, you know, create some community for our kids too, which helps the whole family when our kids can feel safe in the community and accepted and welcomed.
Having people understand and love your situation and your family instead of tolerate it or question it every time they see you is such a huge distinction. When we feel safe, we feel seen and really known. Isn't that the kind of community every family needs? Starting over, and especially starting to begin blending families, has so many variables. Wouldn't it be great if when we were at the beginning feeling overwhelmed and unsure about how to do it, that our community was with us, supporting the success of the entire family, rooting for us? I was really curious for those of us who aren't currently blending families, but just thinking that it might be a possibility in the future, what made it possible specifically? Looking back, what was it about Brittany and her husband that made them good at blending families?
I want to preface this by saying we did everything wrong. We did it the wrong way first, and then we learned. And so I would not say we were always good at this. I would say we're still practicing all of these things, but it took a lot of humility to be like, you know what? We can't do this the typical way, so we need to think outside the box and do what works for us. We need to let go of what other people might think or what other people's expectations might be. Because in a blended family, step family, people are going to give you all sorts of opinions of how you should and should not be doing things. And you need to build this emotional boundary and just let it go back at them. And we are going to make decisions for us and for our kids using inspiration or whatever feels right for us. And we're going to let go of anybody else's expectations, grandparents, neighbors, teachers, whatever. We're going to let go of what they're feeding us and choose what's right for us and for our kids. That's hard to just ignore that. But that's where it helped a lot. The other piece was I like to call it, I have this analogy, I call it the family fountain, but to have a thriving family, we have to have things happen in a certain order. When I'm strong, my marriage is strong, then I can look at the kids and say, okay, let's strengthen this. And then the water's flowing throughout the whole fountain, and it's just this beautiful thing. But if I just try to start, what people want to do is fill up the bottom first and like only fill the kids. If that's what I'm doing, the water's not going to be flowing. It's just going to be stagnant in that bottom place. And so it feels counterintuitive, but you have to start with yourself. Got to make sure you're good, health, emotionally healthy, right? Their marriage has to be strong, and then everyone wins.
I love this metaphor of a family fountain, and I think there's something profound in Brittany's advice. Because especially in a situation where you don't feel like you have as much control as you'd like, and when you're naturally focused on the kids and helping them adjust, to spend all of your time or energy trying to pour resources into just one aspect of family life. And Brittany says that's not the best thing you can do, especially for your kids, ironically. It takes a much more balanced approach, starting with what you can control, and that's yourself and your relationship with your partner. Brittany described how that can be complicated, especially at first.
If you want to have a blended family, you're going to have to get really vulnerable. You're going to have to... We're not neglecting our kids. That's what people like think one extreme or the other when I say we've got to prioritize our partner. That's not what I'm saying. But if you want your kids to have that example of what a healthy partnership looks like, then you've got to put some priority there. It's complicated though. We do get like mama bear when we talk about our kids.
Yeah. Right?
That comes out. And that is really to navigate at the beginning. I think that's really what causes a huge problem for a lot of people is, hey, you can't do that. I'm not talking about if my partner was being abusive in any way, that's not okay. I'm not going to put up with that if I'm trying to keep it separate how it's always been. So if you want to be in a blended family, you're going to have to be open to some changes.
What I think might be harder to do is like parenting styles. Like, oh, I don't parent that way. I don't discipline my kids that way. Mm-hmm. Or I do, or whatever. What changes when you're negotiating something that maybe can't be compromised on, but is just simply a matter of I disagree?
Yeah. And what I usually recommend when people get into the blended family, especially the first couple of years, is that the biological parent or that the main parent does the parenting. So in our family, that what that looked like was I'm parenting my daughter. I'm disciplining her. My husband is there to be a support for me, but also to like, I like to think of it as like this awesome, like, cool person that gets to be really fun, like an extra person, but it's not an extra parent yet, okay? Because the trust is not there. My relationship with my stepson, I still don't discipline my stepson.
I love this concept of an extra person, and especially how it takes the pressure off a step-parent to somehow replace a person who can never be replaced. I have to admit that this is something I've thought about lately because my kids won't stay young forever. They're not even really that young at this point. And as they grow older, I find I worry about their opinions more and more, which makes the idea of choosing a spouse tricky. I care about what they think. Also, I like being around them, and I want them to choose to spend their time with me now and in the future. So who I hang out with and am attached to matters in this. Also, with adult children, they're not looking to call someone dad. It will be an extra adult in their lives. They're not looking for a dad, in my case, which I understand. In fact, we have a running joke in our home that if I were to remarry, that this step-parent would prove to be some dastardly evil villain. I say things like, well, I'd let you go over to Ethan's house, but I'm not sure how your non-existent stepdad, Kevin, will feel about it. And they play act, Kevin's not my dad, he can't tell me what to do, and play slam the door. And we laugh, and I might actually not be doing myself any favors. But this is our family culture and a way of letting my adult kids know that no one I introduce them is trying to be their dad. But in all honesty, you know, blending families when everyone is an adult and doesn't live at home seems like it's not really talked about a lot. And that's a huge change, too. So I asked Brittany about that, and she had some insights into what changes in the transition of starting over as a blended family when the children are older or even adults.
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember that everyone is working through this change. This is hard for a step-parent, but it's also really hard on the kids, even if they're adult kids. This is a lot of change, and everyone's going to process it a little bit differently. And I think the key to success is learning how to communicate and listen and hear one another. This is young and old. It doesn't matter. Let people have a say. Let their voice be heard. And then when we mess up, let's learn how to repair. How do we fix that connection? But I think if you've got adult stepchildren or like you're trying to combine there, I think you walk gently. You don't want to jump in like full force because that can be intimidating and scary as well. So go in, be yourself. Don't try to go in and please people. I think that makes things way worse for the situation. Be who you are, your awesome self, but be aware of what they might be going through at the same time. A huge piece for me, like when I realized that my stepson was in a loyalty bind, that he was like not wanting to like me because he felt like he would be disloyal to his mom. I had this huge aha moment. I'm like, he's going through his own struggle. And that can happen for adults, that can happen for kids, that can happen at any stage. And so if they're not ready for that relationship yet, I'm not going to try to force that, right? We can't force a relationship. So just I'd be very aware of how people are feeling. But I think keep showing up and keep being supportive. It really comes down to love, like when we're coming from a loving place. That's the only way through. If I'm feeling bitter and angry and resentful, I'm not going to get any kind of unity or connection that I'm hoping for, right? Yeah. But if I can shift to coming from a place of empathy and compassion and love, that's magic.
I think it's significant that the magic Brittany's talking about came after her mindset shift. She talked about the beauty and joy in her family and the payoff for years of work, hoping they'd be able to find their rhythm together.
The best thing, I just think it's so beautiful how I get to be a part of this person's life that I wouldn't have had a chance to any other way. I have a different and unique relationship. And it's so beautiful. I don't know how to explain. I've got kids in different ways. I actually struggled with infertility for 8 years and didn't know if I'd ever be a mom. And now I look and here I am. I've got 4 kids and they came to me in 3 different ways. And that's really beautiful that the way that God works in our lives. I don't know. I just think there's not one right way to do things. And it's, I have to share this, that we've all influenced each other so much in our blended family. And it was really hard because change is hard. But I can look back now and see, oh, wow, I learned this from this person in my family. And they learned this from them. And all the great qualities are like it's rubbing off on each other. And we've all grown so much because of what we've gone through and because of the circumstances. I just love how it works that way. If I had just stayed a single mom, that would have been fine. I'm not saying that blended family is right for every person. I don't want to say that.
Sure. No, I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But for our situation, like I'm such a better person now because of the growth. Growth can be really uncomfortable, and it was super uncomfortable for several years. But how we're able to change and adapt and see the world with a different lens, it's everything. It's hard. I will not sugarcoat it. It was, being a stepmom was probably harder than being a biological or an adoptive mom.
And because it is so hard, I had to ask Brittany what her advice in a nutshell would be for someone at the very beginning of starting over in a blended family.
It's not going to be easy, but find your people, find your support, and it will be amazing. It will be the greatest gift of your life. Just keep going. Don't give up when it gets hard, because it's right after it gets hard that it gets to be so great. It's like the peak of the hard, and that you go up this little mountain and then you see the view, and that's the payoff. And that people give up in that first 4 years, that's when it's hardest, and that's when you finally get blended. It usually takes on average 4 to 7 years to feel blended as a family. And I think it's usually in those first 4 years that most people call it quits. So don't quit. Keep going. It's going to be okay. It's going to get easier. I promise it will get easier.
That's great advice. When you need support, where do you go?
I remember we were probably only been married like 9 or 10 months. And I had taken my daughter to this dance thing, and I met this other girl and found out she was in a blended family. And I was like,
I wanted to
cling on to her. We've almost been married a year. Does it get better? And she's like, it gets better. The first year's the hardest. I was like, okay. So I just remember, like, I just thought so much of hers. Okay, she did it. I can do it too. There are people out there just like you that have made it. And it, I promise it gets better. I think it's super important to remember you don't have to do it alone. That there is support out there. And there is no shame in asking for support, because this is hard. Like, it is proven over and over again that blending a family is tough. And there are certain skills and things and tools that will make it easier.
If there's one piece of advice in the Starting Over series that I'll remember forever, it's to reach out to others in your situation and find support with people who get it. I learned this after becoming a mom and throughout all the transitions of parenting. And I certainly learned it dramatically after the death of my husband and I joined the widower support groups. It was then that I was finally able to quiet my brain and make a path forward because of their influence and conversations with them, people who understood. So why would it be any different here? Finding people who understand your situation, the frustrations, pitfalls, but also the joys and unexpected wonders along the way. I mean, this is priceless information. And meeting people a little further along the road who are willing to share their earned wisdom, regret, and advice, priceless. It is the secret to starting over. I'm so grateful for Brittany being that person in my life. I admire so much that she's willing to share the vulnerable parts of her journey in order to make things easier for others, whether that's the expectations that she had to overcome, the grief, or finding a balance in maintaining a healthy family fountain. Knowing this kind of starting over by blending families is more beautiful than scary, or can be, ultimately, is a really hopeful thought. I think there's something comforting about hearing someone say, this went not at all how we planned, and it was really hard, but look where we are. It was worth it.
The Lisa Show is a production of BYU Radio, hosted by Lisa Valentine Clark and produced by Becca Hurley and McKay Menden, with help from Avery Stoneley, Blake Morse, Kenny Mears, and Michael Combs, with music and post-production by Gracie Davis and Kip Merrill. Brittany Phillips is a coach who specializes in helping step-parents and blended families. You can learn more about her work at www.blendingbravely.com and by checking her out on Instagram at itsmebrittanyp. You can also find those links on our episode page. If you heard something you liked in this episode, please leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also join our listener community on Facebook and follow us on Instagram for more content and behind the scenes with Lisa.
I would like to introduce you to another gem of a show from the BYU Radio family of podcasts, In Good Faith. Dive into an enriching world of spiritual exploration with Stephen Capp Perry. On each episode of In Good Faith, members of different religions and spiritualities are interviewed to better understand their relationship with the divine. Whether you wish to strengthen your own relationship or just listen to thoughtful conversations about religion, In Good Faith is sure to uplift and enrich your life. Listen to In Good Faith wherever you get your podcasts.